SiriusXM Sports presents At the Races with Steve Bick. Horse racing, handicapping, interviews. This is At the Races with Steve Bick.
We're back, hour three at the races, and happy to get Doug Salvatore in here, and we'll get Doug's final thoughts. We talked last week and got some introductory comments and the approach, and now what we know, the way the field lines up and everything else that's coming with it. The only thing we don't know is going to be track conditions and such, because there is a chance here that this is going to be a little wet throughout Friday and Saturday. But we'll roll with that. Doug Salvatore, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Steve. How are you?
Excellent, Doug. And happy to get a chance to talk a little bit about Derby, about Oaks, maybe an Oaks Derby double play or two, and then maybe any spot plays that have caught your eye already. Did the draw do anything to change your approach to Saturday?
Not really. I think... you know, promises fulfilled, drawing inside will definitely be the horse that goes to the lead. And, you know, he'll set a very fast pace. You know, I think he's a very significant horse from a pace standpoint, just because he's so quick. I mean, look in the Florida Derby when he was drawn outside of Strike Power, and it was kind of obvious Strike Power was going to go, and promises fulfilled just, you know, couldn't be rated. They went 21-4 for the first quarter of a two-turn dirt route race. I don't think that's ever happened before. I mean, can someone else name me another time where they went 21-4 legitimately in a two-turn dirt route? I mean, it was just a gut-wrenching pace, gut-wrenching speed duel. In the start prior, I believe it was the Fountain of Youth, both Strike Power and Promises Fulfilled beat Good Magic decisively. When they hooked up early in the Florida Derby, they both got beat 35 lengths. So, I mean, it was, you know, Promises Fulfilled is going to make life tough for a horse like Justify in the Derby. It kind of reminds me of a scenario with Trini Bergen Bodemeister, you know, a few years ago, where Mike Smith, I believe, was drawn inside of... was on Bodemeister, drawn inside of Trini Bergen, and he let Bodemeister roll, which was very, you know, shocking, really. And Willie Martinez was on... Now, Trini Bergen's a horse that went wire-to-wire in the Breeders' Cup sprint later in his career, and Willie's trying to... You know, he's in about the seventh pass trying to relax Trini Bergen, and they just went way, way too fast early, and that was kind of... You know, the end of Bodemeister. But I mean, Bodemeister got off to a good start as a stud. He sired a Kentucky Derby winner in his first crop, but it was a horse who should have won the Kentucky Derby. With Trini Bergen in the race and a bizarrely aggressive ride, in my opinion, you could see that happen here, but Justify, at least he's drawn outside of Promises Fulfilled. But the post position draw just really strengthened my opinion that closers have a look in this race from an underneath standpoint, you know, in exotics. And the three I like are My Boy Jack, Instilled Regard, who's just going to be a gigantic price, and I think Solomini with a change of tactics is a very, very intriguing long shot turns.
And then, Doug, I mean, if those are the three late runners that invade, who do you want either keyed on top or keyed, you know, throughout the money slots?
My Boy Jack is just cut and dry, like horses who've run second or third in the Derby in recent years that really had no business running second or third in the race. Think of looking at Lee last year. Looking at Lee was second in last year's Derby. He can't even compete in 2X allowance races. He got buried in the 2X allowance race at Oaklawn, got buried at Fairgrounds. It's not because he took a big step back in form. He just wasn't that good. I mean, he had the right running style for the race. Golden Soul a couple years ago, I mean, he ran second in the Kentucky Derby. He couldn't win a 1X to save his life. Commanding Curve, same thing, another Dallas Stewart horse. You go back to Icebox, Steppenwolf. That's my boy Jack. To me, my boy Jack is definitely the underneath exotic key. He's just got that the absolute running style that suits this race. He's proven in wet tracks. If you look at his Southwest Stakes, that might have been the best wet track performance of any horse in this race. I mean, he just made a sensational move up the rail and drew off to win by 5 lengths. And my boy Jack is bred to run all day, top and bottom. He's going to get an incredible pace set up in here. You know, I think he's, 30-1 morning line. He's a horse that I feel real confident is going to get a piece of this.
Among the candidates to win, Doug, I mean, who are the prime, you know, the prime win candidates if we're going to build tickets with, and you know, work around a horse like my boy Jack as the exotic ski? Who's the win keys?
I think there's three of them that are pretty solid. Now, if Promises Fulfilled wasn't in this race, I'd have a different outlook. I'd say Justify is just, you know, an enormously talented horse. He'll probably, you know, control things up front and win this race. Bolt D'Oro, the California three-year-olds this year, I love. I think it's very understated by a lot of people how dominant they are in this year's group. And this is a good group this year, but Justify is a legitimate freak in my eyes. I mean, a freak. And Bolt D'Oro is a horse that's, I think, a lot better than people give him credit for. I think Bolt D'Oro is, to me, clearly a better horse than Pletcher's two big horses, Magnum Moon and Audible. And I think Bolt D'Oro's got to be one of those win candidates if Promises Fulfilled and Justify do something stupid. And if it's, you know, like with Promises Fulfilled and Strike Power in the Florida Derby, if they go out like that in the Kentucky Derby and Espinosa is able to, you know, rate Bolt D'Oro, you know, from third or fourth, I mean, he doesn't have to improve. He needs Justify to go backwards. So I think you got to, Bolt D'Oro has to be used. And Good Magic's a horse that, you know, third off the layoff, he jumped up and won the Breeders' Cup Juvenile last year. He's a horse that's, for me, hard to throw out. I mean, he'll be a horse I'd use defensively just because I'm worried about him making a forward move, and if he does, he can win.
So we'll talk basically Good Magic, Bolt D'Oro, Justify, with the exotic feathers, my boy Jack, Instilled Regard, Solimini. What is your take on Mendelsohn, and how do you use him defensively, if at all?
I'm going to take a shot and completely throw him out. And he's a horse too. He's going to be a boom or bust. I mean, there's a shot. You know, he's got such a good dirt pedigree. Obviously, he's a half to Beholder, who's just a great mare. I love Beholder. You know, one of the best filly and mare dirt horses I've seen in my time following racing. But Mendelsohn's win in the UAE Derby was over a track that you just can't even say enough about how inside speed bias that track was. I mean, coming into that race, there were like 15 or 16 straight wire-to-wire winners, and they were all from the rail, going back over several. Now, mind that Biscuits broke that up in the next race, but that track was extremely speed-favoring. Aidan O'Brien's 1-for-50 in United States dirt races. Obviously, a lot of those are grass horses, but I've got to play against Mendelsohn. I mean, he's got a pace-pressing running style, too. I mean, he's a horse that wears blinkers, went to the lead last time. He's going to be, you know, if he's going to win the race, he's going to have to do it by pressing a horse like Justify, pressing Promises Fulfilled, putting them away on the turn, you know, having enough left to see out the mile and a quarter distance after, you know, genuine American superstar dirt horses, you know, pressing those horses, putting them, I just don't see it. I mean, you know, maybe he is a freak. I mean, he did win by a city block last time, obviously severely bias aided, but Mendelsohn's a toss for me. If he beats me, I tip my cap. I might use him a little bit with, like, my boy Jack and Salomini underneath, just because I don't want to. I'd be suicidal if those three come in second, third, and fourth, and he wins the race. So,
exactly.
But he's like a 98% toss for me.
I don't disagree, and I will be strictly defensive with him, and some B and C uses in multis. I certainly respect what's been accomplished, but it seems. I mean, if you're gonna parse between the two superstar headliners here, Justify and Mendelsohn, it seems to me that Justify's task is less daunting than Mendelsohn's. But I understand anybody who's been completely enchanted by Mendelsohn. Let's back up then to Friday, Doug, and talk about this Oaks, because we've got. Not a completely similar scenario, but we do have two headliners that have dominated conversation when it comes to Monomoy Girl and to Midnight Bisou. And you've also got conflicting styles with Monomoy Girl, going to certainly now hand forced by the 14 hole, and Midnight Bisou, who is more tractable, doesn't have to come from way out of it. She did in the Santa Anita Oaks. But that isn't a requirement. She's got tactical speed if necessary. But the move she made in that Oaks, Doug, I'm sure you watched the replay a bunch of times. That move is a move that plays very well at this racetrack.
It was Midnight Bisou's. Was very, very visually impressive in the Santa Anita Oaks. Granted, it was the slowest winning final time since 1982. But, I mean, that just underlines how slow the track was that day.
Right.
That was the same day as the Santa Anita Derby. And a very slow track. Midnight Bisou is going to be, a must-use horse. I'm going to take a shot and try to beat her. Like you said, she is tractable. And the horse who is about as tractable as it gets is Monomoy Girl. I mean, she wins wire to wire. And she wins coming from last in some races. I mean, she got left at the fairgrounds two back and came from last. She won a grass race, I believe, from way off the pace, too. I mean, she has just amazing versatility. She's a tough horse. The horse that I'm in kind of enamored with in the race, though, is Eskimo Kisses, and especially if it's a wet track. She got no pace help last time in the Ashland. Monomoy Girl, two back, one last to first in the Ashland. She was kind of aggressively ridden from the gates, made an easy, uncontested lead, and drew off. But Eskimo Kisses really caught the eye, had absolutely no setup, no pace help, made a wide sweeping move, ran on to be a good second. I'm going to get first Lasix in the Kentucky Oaks, going to get a wet track. Those are things, the wet track especially, I think will really move her up. So I hope. I hope it does rain for the Oaks, but 15-1 morning line is just a crazy good price on Eskimo Kisses. And I plan to use her with My Miss Lily, Monomoy Girl, and obviously Midnight Bisou.
Very nice. And if you had to build a playable ticket for moderate budgets, Oaks Derby Double?
Yeah, I single Eskimo Kisses in the Oaks and go for a score. I mean,
look at you.
Single her and little Solomini, maybe the change of tactics, could spark a victory in the Kentucky Derby. Obviously Justify, you won't get the price, but he's just so talented. I mean, if Promises Fulfilled doesn't hinder him or doesn't bother him, if he rates, relaxes, lets him go, and just inhales them. Eskimo Kisses in the Oaks, and we'll use Justify, Bolt Doro, Solomini, maybe throw in Good Magic, too.
All right, I like it. A couple of other spots, some spot plays, Doug, and I suppose looking at the Turf Classic wouldn't hurt if people want to play an Oaks Turf Classic Derby Pick 3.
Well, I got no real clever opinion in the Turf Classic, Steve. I think Beach Patrol is probably the horse to beat there. A race I do kind of have an opinion, pretty strong on is the Pat Day Mile, the former the race formerly known as the Derby Trail. Mississippi is there are people losing their mind over Hofburg. I'm going through people are picking off very smart, respectable people are falling for Hofburg, and I can't believe it. But Mississippi, I liked his race in the Florida Derby every bit as much, if not better, you know, than Hofburg's race. You know, he was third and Hofburg was second. I know there was a huge chasm in distance between the two, but the pace in that race was just ridiculous. And you know, Jose Ortiz rode such a good race on Hofburg, reserving him early when they were going suicidal up front. And Mississippi in the Pat Day Mile from off the pace, there's so much speed in that race. I think, you know, Julian Lepreux is going to, you know, just be able to work out a trip. And Mississippi might just be a better horse than those anyway. And I think he's something ridiculous, like 10-1 on the morning line.
He is 10-1.
That would be my spot play du jour, would be Mississippi in the Pat Day Mile.
I'm a fan, too, and I've been a fan of his since early on, and I like that Cassie is cutting him back and agree that was such a sneaky performance that went very much unnoticed. And with a field of 14 and with a lot of interesting horses that people have affection for, you know, Mask is obviously going to take plenty of money, and it won't surprise if he comes back running, undoubtedly for Chad, given, you know, the talent he flashed as a two-year-old. Doug Salvatore flashes talent every time he steps up to the windows, and Dougie, I appreciate it. We're going to certainly look forward to connecting as the Presque Isle season gets closer. And boy, driving to Kentucky, we managed to stretch our record of not having dinner in Erie on my trip to 17 years.
That streak ends this year, Steve. I'll make sure of it.
They're asking. There was a sign up at Steak and Shake and at Quaker Lube, looking for us. When are Steve and Doug going to eat together? Usually,
Steve,
I wait.
For sure.
All right, I wait for you to come to Saratoga too. You haven't had a Saratoga visit the last few summers.
I had to work my tail off to get my jockey in the top five here in the standings last year, and you know, the year before. I always want to go to Saratoga, and it's just I get so wrapped up in the aging. But
no, I know you got the seasons overlap. It's hard. I get it. Doug Salvatore, everybody, who does just a tremendous job, and when Doug's focused on sharing ideas and input on races, Dougie Sal on Twitter, and I know that the Twin Spires blog people are going to have, you know, some opportunities with Doug as well. So great to have him out and about again. And Doug, I wish you best of luck. Send it in.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Great talking to you.
Always fun. Doug Salvatore, folks. Let's take a break. 20 minutes, and we'll come back and stay to the top of the hour. And I don't... we've got Aang and Quigley. Casey and I'll discuss it, and we'll figure out what we're going to do to fill out what's been a full morning and not unusual. Tomorrow, of course, as we close out the coverage from Churchill Downs into Derby Oaks, Nick and Jonathan Kinchin here with me live tomorrow, Jay Privman as well. People have been asking, and the answer is yes. Satish Sanan. Satish will join us. First visit of the morning, 9:15. Tune in for Satish's Oaks and Derby and his pick three play. Always a highlight, really, of the end of the Derby lead up. DeRosa and Scully will be here live, of course, as well. We'll connect with Hammer and Jimmy Ventura, and it's unusual, of course, that they're not here in person. So still plenty more of the handicapping opinions to come your way. Keeping an eye on the weather outside as well the next 72 hours. Back after this to Churchill Downs.
latest racing news. It's At the Races with Steve Vick on Sirius XM Radio.
Is this the end of the Apollo curse? Undefeated Justify or Magnum Moon could become the first since 1882 to win the Derby without racing as a two-year-old. Of course, 18 others will enter the Louisville starting gate. What are their odds of extending the spell? Begin your search for enlightenment with ExpressBet's Kentucky Derby Wager Guide. It's available free online at ExpressBet.com beginning Friday, April 27th. Horse Player Now's Bob Neumeier. XBTV.com's Jeff Siegel and Millie Ball. Daily Racing Forum's Dick Girardi. Santa Anita's John White. And At the Races radio host Steve Vick analyze the race according to main contenders, value plays, and $100 wagering strategies. Plus, get intriguing stats, trends, and daily updates you won't find anywhere else. NBC Eddie Olchek joins experts in a revised guide version May 3rd. Go to ExpressBet.com and get the guide to open a new account and to choose your bonus of up to $500 in time to wager on the Derby.
Account wagering is not permitted in all states. National Problem Gambling Support Line, 1-800-522-4700.
While being on the cutting edge of scientific and nutritional research, Biomedical Research Labs has developed the number one selling equine blood builder in the world, the most advanced muscle builder and tie-up preventer, and now the best anti-bleeding paste ever made. To find out how EPO Equine, Unlock, and Bleeder Guard can help your equine athletes, contact me, Joseph Vellante, at 215-501-6880 and visit brlscience.com.
Porchbills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, paperless revolution. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for owners and other vendors who can pay through Horsebills.com for just 50 cents. Turn hours of work into minutes with our easy-to-use site. Have our team take over your bookkeeping or continue to do it yourself and pay only our low monthly subscription fee. Check out our video tutorial on the Horsebills.com YouTube channel and get started today for free. Horsebills.com. Toll-free number 888-9 3-8-4-6-4-3.
He's got a long way to go to come and get Army Mule, who's pulling away by five.
2 years ago, Pennsylvania bred Army Mule was purchased at the Fasig Tipton Mid-Atlantic sale at Timonium. Now he's a grade one winner.
Army Mule, ultra impressive in the Carter. He flew home.
There'll be more than 30 Pennsylvania breds at the Fasig Tipton two-year-olds in training sale, May 21st and 22nd at Timonium, Maryland. Breeding and racing in Pennsylvania, it's a winner.
Hi, John Parada here, inviting you to join me in the Dublin Racing Club, along with friends like Steve Bick and Tom Durkin. If you have an interest in Ireland and horse racing, it's the best way to be involved with both. We've extended our special introductory price through to May 1st, so log on now to DublinRacingClub.com and come join us at one of Ireland's 26 racetracks.
The Dublin Racing Club is designed to introduce racing fans to the ownership experience by participating in the sport in Ireland. For more information on the Dublin Racing Club, log on to DublinRacingClub.com.
Now, back to At the Races with Steve Vick on Sirius XM Radio.
Back at the races, and before we talk to Rich Ang and get his final thoughts, I want to mention a few things that you should be aware of for right now today, and of course that includes the sizable two-day carryover in New York that starts in race four today. Belmont, 3:09 post time today, two-year-old fillies actually, and maybe need the board to give you some clues, although Wesley Ward has got a pair in here to consider, and yet 2-1 favorite, No Limit Babe from Kieran McLaughlin, and good sequence in New York today for this carryover, and I imagine that it takes plenty of of action. I don't know tomorrow under the circumstances how much time we'll have to talk about Monmouth, but Monmouth opening, of course, on Saturday, and want to slip that in so you don't forget. Also, there was one other thing that I had going on here. NBC, you're well aware. Speaking of NBC, Lafitte Pinkai and I and Dan Torjman tonight, 6 o'clock, for your Stats Race Lens webinar, and should be a lot of fun. And in fact, was it last year, I guess? Yeah, last year, once Lafitte got through with that production meeting, we had a great time. And you've got an opportunity, actually, 50% off for our listeners. Stats ATR is the promo code. Stats, STATS, ATR. 50% off any subscription whatsoever, renewal or a new one. Take advantage of that. 50% off Stats Race Lens. And I also want to slip in since Pleasant Colony was played earlier, Virginia Bread, I've got to acknowledge, of course, sponsorships that make all this travel possible, frankly, and the Virginia Equine Alliance, of course, and we thank them, and Cole Ranch in California, Steve Cole, for all your turnouts and for your preparation needs for horses. Got a fabulous facility. Going to also, of course, mention Thoroughgraph, as we do. And happy to mention Rich Eng, who's standing by. And Rich has got some plugs, because he's got some Derby Oaks conversation in Vegas. Rich, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Actually, my list is a lot shorter than yours. You're the busiest man in racing right now. That's fabulous. I'm doing a handicapping seminar on Friday at the Sunset Station out here in Henderson at 6 p.m. And also, I'm actually going to be at the Westgate Superbook at noon tomorrow. I'll be doing a radio remote with a couple other horse racing folks. So I'll be at the Westgate Superbook at noon, and I'll be at Sunset Station at 6. And if any of your listeners are in Vegas or coming to Vegas, would love to meet you and see you there.
Rich, hope they do that, and hope that it's going to be a productive weekend. Got about 10 minutes, and of course, I would also be remiss in terms of your full analysis for Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, I've finished both reports, the Oaks report and Derby reports. They're both available on brisnet.com, and I'm there with a list of some other handicappers. Appreciate A.D. DeRosa providing the platform for me and the others, but they cost $20, but just go to brisnet.com, and you can order both or one or whatever, but would love to see people try. Worked real hard on it, too, so, you know, best effort always to try to provide as many winners as possible on the cards.
Well, and of course, between Rich and Gus Alonzo, Gus's analysis as well at BrizNet, and those of you who have relied on Rich for years and Gus to augment and bounce off ideas and opinions, BrizNet for both of their full analysis. But Rich, I don't think we're tipping a hand too much if we get into a little bit of the final thoughts toward Derby and anything else that you feel is key going into tomorrow and Saturday.
Yeah, no, I have no problem talking about the Derby. Everyone's got an opinion, certainly, on the most exciting 2 minutes in horse racing. But I'm going to go on the side of Justify, the morning line favorite. And, you know, I know the Apollo curse has been talked about ad nauseum, but, you know, the facts that I like to look at, Steve, with this horse is that he's just plumb the fastest horse in the race. His three races are all triple-digit buyer figures, which are phenomenal considering his less experience than some of the other horses. He's got a Hall of Fame trainer in Bob Baffert. He's got a Hall of Fame jockey in Mike Smith. And he drew what I thought was a very good post position, number 7, because in my humble opinion, he has the potential for an outstanding trip if things work out, because he's got two of the speed horses to his inside, the 3 Promises Fulfilled and number 4 Flame Away. And if those horses cooperate, Mike Smith could end up, you know, getting a sitting third or sitting fourth kind of trip, which would be something that probably Baffert would be dreaming of if that was possible going into the first turn, is to have this horse sitting off of the pace setter. So I'm going to go for Justify to win the Kentucky Derby. As far as some of the underneath horses, I'm a big fan of Bolt Diarra also, because his two races in California, while he lost to finished behind Baffert both times. I know he got put up the one time when McKenzie got disqualified, but if it wasn't for Bob Baffert, Bolt Diarra would have won both of those preps. And so probably you make a reason. We'll see what happens if he becomes the sham to Baffert's secretariat, so to speak. Or maybe he can even turn the tables. If you're looking for a price, he's 8-1 in the morning line. And I think a lot of people are going to kind of poo-poo him, even though he's run two big races in a row. And his pedigree for going the distance is among the best in the 20-horse field. I'm also going to give my third choice, Good Magic, a chance to blossom further for Chad Brown. I think Chad Brown, even though he has not won a Kentucky Derby, is doing a very interesting job with his horse. It's kind of like he's not squeezing the lemon. The horse came out with the first time out, and then ran a good race, but not his best race in the Bluegrass. And I think part of it is by plan to try to have something left to develop and move forward into the Derby. So I would expect Good Magic to run the best race of his life in the Kentucky Derby. Whether it's good enough to win or not, we'll see. But Chad Brown, I think, is doing a lot of the right things to get this horse ready. As far as some of the underneath horses behind those three, using Audible, he's my fourth choice underneath, and two rundown horses I think that are going to run late and maybe run into the try or the super are the number 9 horse, Hofberg, and the number 10, My Boy Jack. These are two kind of plotter-type horses, Steve, but every year in the Derby we see a plotter at a huge price just pass tired horses and get into the super and make the numbers big. Maybe both of them get into the super, who knows, but the 9, Hofberg, and the 10, My Boy Jack, are my thoughts to as big long shots to run into the numbers, Steve.
Very nice. Justify, Bolt, and Good Magic, and those are my top three. I put Good Magic second and Bolt third, and Audible is your fourth, and makes a lot of sense. Hofberg and My Boy Jack to motor late, and both popular on that front. Rich, I've got about 3 minutes and change. Some overall thoughts about the card, about approach, anything else that strikes you going into this weekend?
Well, I think the number one thing is hopefully your listeners have been doing the homework already to study the Oaks and Derby cards, because these are not the kind of cards where you can pick up the form on Friday morning and or Saturday morning and hope to get the work done and then bet on the races. But one of the post times at Churchill were very early on both days, and there's just too many races and too much to go through. So you got to do your preparation. If you haven't started yet, I certainly advise everybody, get your past performances, whatever product you use, and spend today going through them, because you need to develop a game plan as far as how you want to bet going into the Oaks and Derby Day. You can't do it on the fly. If you do it on the fly, you're leaving too much randomness as far as trying to win money. You've got to have a game plan going in both days, and now it's time to actually do it.
I completely agree, and we've actually stressed that more than even usual the last 10 days, and that also includes not just having an idea about who you're going to bet, but also your allocation and exactly how much you want to spend on the weekend, how much is going to be apportioned to straight win bets, how much is going to be exotics, how much is going to be multi-race. This does reward this. These 2 days and the size of these pools really rewards planning and a game plan and attack. And so we can't spend enough time reiterating that. And I'll also, one more time in advance, even of Friday, tell people to fund their accounts. If you're playing online, do not just expect that, I'll fund my account tomorrow afternoon. No, go ahead and do whatever you got to do to get funded, and you got lots of options. And I'll also say one other thing, Rich. This is a wonderful weekend. If for those of you that don't have an ADW account, if it's all right, if it's okay in your region, this is a terrific weekend to open one. And because there's all kinds of tremendous offers, matching funds and so forth. So if you've thought about it, this is the place and the weekend to do it, because you're not going to get better bonus offers from the ADWs.
Yeah, and if you're coming out to Vegas, you know, I've written about this on America's Best Racing. I suggest people actually what casino they're staying in. If that property has a phone app, I would suggest setting one up, and because the lines to bet are going to be very long on Friday and Saturday, there's nothing better or more convenient than placing bets from your chair while you're sipping on a margarita. And, you know, it just makes things a lot simpler. The app is only good when you're in Nevada, so when you go home, it doesn't work, but you can put your money in and take your money out. And it's a great convenience factor. So it's something I suggest to your listeners if they're coming to Vegas for the Derby.
And I'm glad you did. I'd forgotten about that, and a terrific addition to the options if you're going to be out there. I know a lot of people are doing that, and do it. Go to whether it's, you know, we talk about it for the basketball tournament and Super Bowl and so forth. This is as big as anything. So, Rich, best of luck. We'll again send people to racedaylasvegas.com for Rich's regular analysis, and BrizNet as well for this Derby weekend, Oaks and Derby, Rich Eng's analysis. Rich Eng for Pro Pick on Twitter. Rich, get lucky.
Hey, thank you, Steve. You too, and all your listeners. There's no more fun in horse racing than cashing tickets and making a profit. So good luck to everybody out there.
There we go. Rich Eng, folks. As we head out on this Thursday, I've got today's Thurby card, at least the late pick four, posted at Derby Trail and at the ATR site. And the opening verse, the turf stake that opens the pick four, Mr. Misunderstood scratched. So it kind of threw a wrench into the structure of the ticket. It had to kind of spread a little bit in this race, because after Misunderstood, it got squirrely, this race. And there's some nice prices in here. So put together a pick four. I've updated it at Derby Trail, and I'll update it at ATR. Next, I'll have the Friday analysis later this afternoon. I hope to have it done before we have the Stats Race Lens session tonight at 6. If I don't, it'll be shortly thereafter. But I've already done the card, and it'll be written. And then we'll hit some highlights tomorrow with Nick Tamaro and Jonathan Kinchin and so much more. Good luck if you're playing today, everybody. Replay 6 to 9 and live with you tomorrow, 9 a.m. to close out the 2 weeks here at Churchill Downs. Good luck today.
It's At the Races with Steve Vick on Sirius XM Radio.
With 35 years at the forefront of sports technology, Stats provides next-generation sports content for basketball, baseball, football, soccer. And now, Stats is turning its sights to horse racing. RaceLens is the most in-depth product on the market. With innovative analytics powered by data from Equibase, it will change the way you follow horse racing. Stats RaceLens, bringing clarity to handicapping. Learn more at stats.com/racelens.
Is this the end of the Apollo curse? Undefeated Justify or Magnum Moon could become the first since 1882 to win the Derby without racing as a two-year-old. Of course, 18 others will enter the Louisville starting gate. What are their odds of extending the spell? Begin your search for enlightenment with ExpressBet's Kentucky Derby Wager Guide. It's available free online at expressbet.com beginning Friday, April 27th. Horse Player Now's Bob Neumeyer. XBTV.com's Jeff Siegel and Millie Ball. Daily Racing Form's Dick Girardi. Santa Anita's John White. And At the Races radio host Steve Bick analyze the race according to main contenders, value plays, and $100 wagering strategies. Plus, get intriguing stats, trends, and daily updates you won't find anywhere else. NBC's Eddie Olchek joins experts in a revised guide version May 3rd. Go to expressbet.com and get the guide to open a new account and to choose your bonus of up to $500 in time to wager on the Derby.
Account wagering is not permitted in all states. National Problem Gambling Support Line, 1-800-522-4700.
He's got a long way to go to come and get Army Mule, who's pulling away by five.
2 years ago, Pennsylvania-bred Army Mule was purchased at the Fasig Tipton Mid-Atlantic sale at Timonium. Now he's a Grade 1 winner.
Army Mule, ultra impressive in the Cartery flew home.
There'll be more than 30 Pennsylvania breds at the Fasig Tipton 2-year-olds in training sale, May 21st and 22nd at Timonium, Maryland. Breeding and racing in Pennsylvania, it's a winner.
Have you heard? Top Brown Roast Beef on Shelbyville Road in St. Matthews serves the best roast beef sandwich you have ever tasted. Everything is made to order with the highest quality and freshest ingredients. Only our custard is frozen. Show us your horse on a t-shirt, hat, or ride your stick pony and celebrate Oaks and Derby with us. The first 144 guests each day that show us their horse will receive a free horse and hole roast beef sandwich, only one per customer. So come visit us and taste the difference. Top Brown Roast Beef, Shelbyville Road in St. Matthews.